someone else. So I really feel this is an area the Lord is speaking to us about. So I've asked Mimi and Rainer to give us their words, but also to pray for us those words as well, that we'd be transformed by those words. So we'll just finish this part of the prayer meeting by listening to Mimi and then listening to Rainer and just responding in our hearts in whatever way is appropriate to the challenge the Lord has for us.
It's a bit of an obstacle course around here. I've had this word all day on my mind, and it's the door, but it's the other door. Unless we open the door to Jesus, for which he died, for which we are not worthy to enter him in, but he wants to enter in because he loves us, we can open the other door to go through to his place. It's a very simple thing. We are not worthy to open that door. Just remember that. It is Jesus dying and rising from the dead that opened that door for us. And he's pleading with us. Please come through. It is your pride that stops you and saying, I'm not worthy. That is pride. It is Jesus' gift. Accept his gift. That's what he wants. So, Lord Jesus, we come before you and we thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our heart what you have done for us so that we can enter in, so that you can enter in. And then we can enter into your kingdom. Thank you. Thank you for this. Amen.
Each of us have sung some wonderful words here this afternoon. The one that struck me and the Lord spoke to me particularly through was, let all your breath, all of it, every word you say, every breath you take in and let out, praise the Lord. And I just ask the Lord that we listen. Help us to listen to what we sing and say and ask for. And then to endeavor to do that. That every word that we speak, every breath that we breathe, would be in honor and worshiping the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, for all that they have done for us and continue to do for us. Bless us, Lord. Bless us as we contemplate and lay our lives open to your work in us and through us. Amen.
And Father, we just give you thanks that is the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives that allows us to cry, Abba, Father. It's the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives that allows us to open the door despite our own sinfulness, despite our own iniquity, despite our own smallness before you. Lord, it is your Holy Spirit at work in our lives that allows us to do these things. And we give you thanks for your Holy Spirit dwelling with us richly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Greg. I'm going to ask Dan to come up. I've broken the microphone, Dan, so sorry about that. Sorry, Hugh. Dan's going to come and speak to us now about, as I said, talk four, which is stages and states of life. So when he gets the technology ready, we can...